Wisconsin Broadcasters Association President Michelle Vetterkind says the delay stunned many stations who have been preparing for the February 17th switch for years. She says some stations have worn out analog transmitters that they thought would only have to last through the 17th. And she says all stations have extra electricity costs for keeping analog on.
Because all of the stations, all the full power television stations in the state right now are broadcasting in analog and digital and have been for probably, you know, for the most part, at least the last year.
Vetterkind anticipates a relatively smooth transition, but adds inevitably there will be some people who end up with dark televisions. So stations are continuing to educate viewers. Clarine Anderson is a program coordinator at the Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin. She says more than 12% of the African American community in Milwaukee is unprepared for the transition. Though she's relieved the delay will give people more time, she says it also adds confusion.
If all the stations were waiting until June 12th, but with some of the stations going ahead and making a change, and it seems arbitrary where people, the stations can decide at their own timing when they will make the transition.
The Nielsen Company says about 6 million, or 5% of U.S. households, are not prepared for the conversion. President Obama called for the delay after the government ran out of coupons for digital converter boxes. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.